Aloe vera is an oily plant from the Aloaceae family, which grows wild in southern, central and northeastern Africa, Arabia and India. It has spread and has also become wild in numerous parts of the tropics. Known very early on for its purgative and vulnerary properties, this plant figures in Sumerian clay tablets from 2000 years BC. Alexander the Great, on seeing one of his wounds healed by aloe vera, decided to seize the plantations on Socotra, an island in the Indian Ocean that supplied the entire ancient world with the plant. In ancient medicine, this bitter-tasting purgative was taken internally, though it's dangerous in high doses, and externally as a remedy for skin infections. The ancient Egyptians called aloe the plant of immortality. Planted next to the pyramids, it was supposed to accompany pharaohs to the afterlife and bloom once it reached the beyond. To Hindus, it's the silent healer. To the Bedouins, the lily of the desert. The renowned physician Paracelsus referred to it as the golden sap. Indians cared for by Christian missionaries, the tree of Jesus, and to Zulus and Afrikaners, it is the cure-all plant. In several countries, people hang it above their thresholds to protect their homes. In modern medicine, aloe vera has been attributed with new antibacterial and antiviral properties. It's also used in the stimulation of the immune system, as an anti-allergenic, and to prevent gastric ulcers. The non-bitter viscous gel inside the leaves is still the subject of numerous ongoing pharmaceutical research projects. There are about 200 species of aloe, many of which are grown as ornamental plants in hot regions. Aloe dichotoma, which grows in the Namibian desert and in the northwest of Cape Province, can reach 7 meters in height. The bushmen of the Kalahari call it the quiver tree, since they keep their arrows in the plant's hollowed-out stalks.